defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, they want to call J.D. Vance weird, and they make stories up about him. Well, who's really weird? I think it's close. Clip 7.
Diversity makes us stronger.
It's weird ideas, and I...
Yes, Tim, Republicans are so weird. Look at all these weird Republicans doing weird Republican stuff. Wait, that one is definitely a Democrat, Tim.
It's weird ideas.
Let's try another example. Perfect. Look at this weird Republican right here. That is obviously one of those weirdo MAGA people. Wait, isn't that the guy who used to work for Joe and Kamala but had to disappear after he got caught stealing luggage from the airport? Oh no, that weirdo is actually a Democrat too. Let's keep looking for all those weird Republicans you've been talking about, Tim.
Weird ideas.
Wait, wait, there it is. The perfect example of a weird Republican. Observe the distinctive traits of these MAGA weirdos. Oh no, Tim. Looks like these weirdos are also Democrats. Perhaps you should take a glimpse at your own party before calling people weird, Tim.
Weird ideas.
What a foolish campaign strategy, Tim. You really thought calling Republicans weird could cover all of Kamala's failures.
Now, just remember what the propaganda media does, and this juxtaposition of coverage versus how they covered Tim Walz VP announcement versus the J.D. Vance VP announcement.
Midwestern dad, like super clean cut vibe.
Everybody likes
right?
Tim Walz.
So plain spoken and relatable.
As moderate and independent as it comes.
Pretty moderate Democrat.
I always knew him as a moderate. One of the most moderate.
Very moderate record.
A new moderate.
I think this is the new moderate.
Far from progressive.
He's right down the middle.
He's not just an old white man.
Tim Walz beats America. You know,
talks like a regular person.
Tim Walz is the opposite of weird.
Walz is basically younger Joe Biden.
Regular old Joe out there.
Populist approach to fear on the Republican side and the happy populism. And the happy populism that Tim Walz is on the ticket on the Democratic side.
Walz is a kind of happy warrior.
Happy warriors.
Happy warriors.
He was certainly the happy warrior last night and seemed to be the happy warrior last night.
A happy warrior. Folksy backstory.
Are going to be very happy warriors.
There is a new happy warrior.
Following the Incredible. Kind of happy warrior mold.
Happy warrior.
Happy warrior mentality.
Wicked sense of humor. Look how happy the pig looks. It's good.
Happy warrior. They all read off a script.
And J.D. Vance is weird, extreme, and angry.
Utter humorlessness. The humorlessness and pompousness.
It's hard to believe that J.D. Vance could be any more extreme.
It's like a freak show of bros.
They had J.D. Vance. Dark and ugly beneath the dignity of most politicians.
J.V. Vance.
J.D. is at the far extreme.
The most extreme.
Being one of the most extreme.
We need to recognize the danger.
Angry and mean and dark.
Cat lady hating sidekick J.D. Vance. This guy is really weird, y'all.
Everybody in America knows a J.D. Vance, but we stay away from him because he's weird.
Anger. Chaos.
Hangdog. Ex-husband.
He was able to reach all the way down to a J.D. Vance.
Hope. Optimism, joy.
Salt of the earth, Midwestern uncle vibes, the quintessential Midwestern dad.
Tim Walz keeps winning hot dish contests, apparently. There's some folksy charm.
Tim Walz is so funny that if he's good at this, he will release a recipe for a hot dish.
All of his time on the ground, you know, fixing F-150s.
Upside of a Norman Rockwell painting, right? He's small town America incarnate.
Midwest, your uncle, your dad.
I have not been this happy in years. He's the guy who is always there to help you, whether it's changing your oil, whether it's fixing a lawnmower, or whether it's helping to fix our democracy. It feels so good to have hope.
And I'm going to call him the coach from now until election day.
Coach. Coach.
Tim Walz, the plain-spoken fun uncle who will defend the people he loves.
Proud, the resilient, the hardworking, patriotic.
Ice fishes. He's a hunter. He does butter carving. You know, he is a rural person.
Great work from Grabian. I just want to beat these people so bad. These phony, lying scumbags.
I'm
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Imagine referring to Tim Walz as a modern. I mean, what a joke. But see, that they admit that they've gone so far to the left, they have to appeal or appear to be a modern. Now, I will say, I think There's more videos now surfacing. And again, the reason why I opened up the line to the veterans yesterday is because I'm looking at the balance here. Tim Walz did serve multiple decades in the National Guard. I'm not the one to insult Tim Walz's service or lack thereof. And when it comes to the true meaning of stolen valor, I'm not the one that has been deployed into combat zones, that's watched friends get blown up, get shot, them have to haul them out, take their dog tags, whatever. So that's why I went to the veterans for that yesterday. So it's almost like I don't even like sitting here making that accusation, because it means a lot more when a veteran who's been deployed, who's been to combat, or hasn't lied about his service, weighs in there. Now, having said that, it would appear that Tim Walz has been running on this lie for decades, because new videos are surfacing now daily about him talking about his record in a combat zone. Ever since he entered politics, he's been using that. And that's why in 2009... and we played the video the other day, a group of veterans went to his office and said, hey, you're lying. This is stolen valor. It's actually against the law. But the Democrats lie and they cover for him. And then they use him, and that's a tactic. Hey, Tim, get up there. Tell people you were deployed to combat. Tell people about how much you went to war and the weapons of war and everything. People will love that. We'll use that as part of our campaign. And he doesn't even blink and say, hey, wait a second, we might not want to do that. That's the stolen valor thing. People take it really personally, so we might not want to use that as a campaign thing. No. It's all gas, baby. No, let's take it all the way to the finish line. So there's new videos of this every day. There's going to be more that comes out about Tim Walz and his past, I think, even beyond the stolen valor thing. You know, they're claiming he was some sort of a, like, champion football coach. Let's see about that. Let's just see when the truth about maybe his time as a football coach comes out. Greatest football coach. He took a team from nothing to the state championship. Let's see about all that. You really think they're being honest about that? This is Representative Wesley Hunt, Texas. Goes thermonuclear on Tim Walz's stolen valor in clip 24.
Congressman, thank you so much for being on the program. And I'm sure you can imagine what we want to talk about today. Yeah. But we're glad to have you on the program because we want to talk about it correctly. I myself am not a veteran, so I don't pretend to speak for this community. But I can tell you this. My phone is melting down with vets that I know and GWAT veterans that I know that are pretty upset right now about what's going on with Tim Walz. The floor is yours, sir. Is this stolen valor?
Well, you basically spelled it out. You've articulated this very well. And I want to say that, you know, there's less than 1% of this country that chooses to actually serve this country in any capacity. So one service is very important. The fact that you chose to raise your hand to defend this country in any capacity, I think it's a great thing to do. It shows your patriotism. You don't have to lie about your service. You don't have to lie about what you did or didn't do. And if you did not serve in a combat zone and you claim that you did under any capacity, that's a lie. And it's actually a slap in the face to all of us who actually did. And by the way, we're not going to criticize you in any way, shape, form, or fashion for being honest about your service, because service is service. But when you look at somebody that's now potentially can be the vice president of our country, and he can't tell the truth about his own personal service and about those that did serve in combat, and quite frankly, for those that served in combat that didn't make it back, like many of my friends, like many of my West Point classmates, like many that served in Afghanistan, like there's 13 soldiers that did not come back after that disastrous Afghan withdrawal. When you think about those people that actually put their lives in harm's way, and you, as a sergeant major or master sergeant, whatever your rank was ultimately, served but chose not to go into combat, but the claim that you did go into combat is a complete abomination, and he should be called out for it. But this is what I call people trying to trump up their resume. They're trying to do things that they didn't say, trying to sound more badass than they really are, and I think it's pretty ridiculous. He's a fraud. And so the only thing that he should have said at that point was, I served for X amount of time, I served proudly, and that's it. Leave it alone. There is no need to embellish, there is no need to lie about it, because again, fewer than 1% of our country chooses to do it anyway, whether you deployed or not. So it speaks to his character, Benny.
So here's another clip of him on the campaign making a claim about his rank that people are saying is inaccurate in clip 26.
I'm Tim Walz, and I'm running for Congress in Minnesota's 1st Congressional District. I'm a retired command sergeant major. I spent 24 years in the Army National Guard. I spent the better part of 2 decades as a public school teacher. I'm a small business owner, I'm a father, and I'm a husband. I intend to come here to Washington to provide authentic leadership.
Oh, yes, authentic leadership, just like Kamala. And so this one, though, that we're about to play is incredible, because it's Nancy Pelosi going all in on this. And we'll notice some other things about Pelosi here, too. You know, it's probably better for me to just go to this clip and then do the response. This is just incredible. Nancy Pelosi teeing up Tim Walz in clip 25.
And now we'll hear from Congressman, Command Sergeant Major Tim Walz. And I was so moved by some of what Tim has said in this. He said he taught these young people in high school, and then he had to lead them in the armed services. So he knows the potential of our young people and what we put at risk when we send them into harm's way without the equipment that they need. He will speak for himself, but I want him to know how much we all appreciate his service to our country, whether it's in the classroom or on the battlefield. Congressman Tim Murphy. Congressman Tim Walz of Minnesota. I was thinking of his state.
That's what happens when you're roommates. Might start looking alike. Well, thank you, Madam Speaker.
That's what happens when you're drunk.
Thank you to the leadership here.
So there's, what is that, an inebriated Nancy Pelosi that's stuttering and fumbling through there? And then she says combat on the battlefield. He wasn't in combat on the battlefield. So see, it's this like Borg of, this is great. I've got this guy up here. I'm just going to lie to people and say he was a combat veteran. He's got all these awards. We're going to lie about his rank and everything. And then I'm so drunk, I'm going to call him the wrong name. It's what these people do. Nancy Pelosi been doing it for decades. By the way, I got more from Pelosi today. I don't even know if I can. She's just, I can't believe this demon woman has been in Congress for decades, like half a century now, and she's made, hundreds of millions in the stock market while doing it? And the liberals say nothing. Oh! Totally normal. Here's Pelosi standing up for Kamala, saying she should not be talking to the press. Pelosi's smart. She knows if Kamala talks to the press, she's going to expose herself. Clip 20.
Do you think that the vice president needs to be more out there talking to reporters, talking about issues in a give and take, not just in speeches?
I think she should say what I just said in that sentence. She should be herself. She should be ready. She should know her power in all of this. And I don't give anybody advice except to be themselves and be ready and know the power of their individuality and their authenticity.
What did she just say? Nothing. She just said nothing. But notice how she didn't say she should be doing interviews. That was the question. Should she be doing interviews? She said, know the power of who she is and the genuine authenticity of her power and knowing her authenticity and just being herself and the power of that authenticity. Don't light a match next to Nancy Pelosi's mouth when she's talking unless you want to get burned. The most inauthentic of all time is Kamala Harris. In fact, let's go to these Harris clips because, again, these are things Waltz and Harris have said things that should make them unelectable ever in the United States of America. Just outright communist propaganda, outright anti-Second Amendment rhetoric, anti-First Amendment rhetoric. But let's look at this, since we just played a drunken Pelosi. Let's look at this. What does this sound like in clip 18?
We believe in the collective. Yes. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, right. Trying to separate us, right. Trying to pull us apart. Yeah. That's not where the strength lies.
The collective. What does that sound like to you? And again, this is the Obama body thing where she's like bobbing now and like trying to seem like smooth and charismatic up there. Just so forced, you can tell. But let's give it a little extra juice here. Let's give it a little extra juice. Clip 21.
Balance. And then the outcome will be fair. Right. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what we're talking about in this here election?
This here? Yes.
We're saying we just want fairness. We want dignity for all people. We want to recognize the right all people have to freedom and liberty.
Wait a second, guys. Hold on. I'm confused. Rewind that again for a second. Do we want fairness or do we want freedom? Because you can legislate fairness, or well, you can't, but you can try. You can try to legislate fairness. But then you ain't getting freedom, are you? In this here election. In this here election, says Kamala. She can't even keep up with her own lingo. In this here election, we believe in the collective. A commie. A dirty commie. So are we about freedom or are we about fairness? She can't seem to figure it out. All right. Play a little more of the clip for a second here. I don't know how much more I can take of it, but go ahead.
We're saying we just want fairness. We want dignity for all people. We want to recognize the right all people have to freedom and liberty to make choices, especially those that are about heart and home.
How are you going to...
And not have their
this is,
government...
Pause it. It's just, see... I know. Maybe I shouldn't even be reacting to this because it's just all political bullcrap. But it's like... This is such a meaningless thing. We're about dignity for all people. What the hell does that mean? I can go to downtown Austin right now, and I'll find 20 people that are bombed out on drugs that have crapped their pants and are sleeping on the sidewalk. You're going to legislate dignity to them? We want dignity for all people. You earn your own dignity. Just continue.
telling them what to do. Our campaign is about saying we trust the people. We see the people. We know the people. You know, one of the things I love about our country?
Oh, you love the country
we
now.
We are a nation of people who believe in those ideals.
The First Amendment?
Foundational.
The Second Amendment?
To what made us so special as a nation.
Say it.
We believe in those ideals.
Yeah. What ideals?
And the Sisters and Brothers of Labor have always fought ideals. Always fought for those ideals. Yeah. And we know we are a work in progress. We haven't yet quite reached all of those ideals. But we will die trying because we love our country and we believe in who we are. Fine.
So I love this. They try to have their cake and eat it too. Oh, they love the country now. They believe in the country now. They believe in the ideals of the country now. Oh, yeah. And then the next event, all the founders were racist and everything is racist and colonizers. And and Tim Walz says we have to censor speech. And Kamala says we need to ban guns. And we need to burn the American flag. And the America's racist and everything else. And then it's, we love America. We love the founding ideas. I'm sorry, I just can't help but do this. It's just, because anybody can do this fraud, folks. I mean, I've been to speech academies before. This is a technique. Anybody can draw out their words and try to emphasize, to sound more intellectual, and to sound like they care about what they're saying. Or even if I'm reading directly off a teleprompter that somebody else wrote for me, I can pretend with my body language and the way I speak like it's coming from the heart. And I can do this. I can do this for an entire 15 minutes, 20 if I need to, because I've been taught how to do it. And the liberal American and the Democrat voter are too stupid to see what I'm doing. Too stupid to see that everything I do is inauthentic and forced. And they'll actually come out and say how authentic I am, even though I'm the most phony candidate there's ever been. Is that pretty good, guys? I get that one down pretty good. I'm actually impressed. There's this lady, I think her name is Esti Patel, maybe. I apologize her if I'm getting it wrong. The crew will probably find her. It's the lady that does the greatest Kamala impressions of all time. And she does Kamala better than Kamala. And I sent a message to her the other day in one of her videos, and I was like, you know, it's actually your ability to capture Esti Palti. Thank you, guys. Her ability to capture and recreate the essence of a total phony is impeccable. Like, Kamala can't even do Kamala. Kamala can't even consistently be Kamala. And yet this lady does Kamala better than Kamala. She's more consistent. It's incredible. It's really an amazing thing to witness. Like, SNL should be hiring her because she's hilarious. But all I have to do is have the right inflection and have the right emphasis and have the right cadence. And it doesn't even matter what I say, because the Democrat voter is under mind control. And as long as I say I'm a black woman, they will vote for me. I mean, she... it's amazing. It's actually amazing. So the economy, it's the greatest economy ever, but Kamala's running on the economy. Tell me how that works. Kamala Harris says her day one priority as president will be to lower costs. Oh, well, you're in the White House. You're literally in the, I mean, that's what I'm saying. She goes out to these rallies. When I become president, we are going to fight inflation. We are going to lower costs for middle-class families. We are going to make America affordable. Bitch, you've been in the White House 4 years. And they just sit there, oh, my gosh, Kamala. Oh, it's so amazing. She told me she's going to fix the economy. She told me she's going to do it. Give me clip 19.
We're still too high. You know it and I know it. On day one, I will take on price gouging and bring down costs.
That's in Atlanta.
Prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high.
Now, Wisconsin.
You know it and I know it. When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. Prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. When I am president, it will be my day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
So the Biden-Harris economy is the greatest of all time, Jack. But Kamala Harris is running on fixing the economy. And of course she's going to raise taxes. Here's a question for you. What is produced in California? Well, Apple is there and Google is headquartered there. Oh, okay. They have a lot of products. So what do they produce in California? Nothing. You know why? Because it's too expensive to produce and manufacture in California. So they produce and manufacture in China. They're going to drive down costs. Let's just go to break. This is a side-by-side. Kamala is reading the exact same speech. She never goes off teleprompter. She reads the exact same speech at all three of her rallies. Literally, that's what we just played. It's her three rallies, exact same speech. It's just look at this, clip 15.
So good to be back in Michigan. Listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And listen, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. I took on perpetrators. Of all kinds. I took on perpetrators of all kinds and had a summer job at McDonald's. I had a summer job at McDonald's. So hear me, Detroit, when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. I know Donald Trump's type. And are we ready to fight for it? And are we ready to fight for it? When we fight, we win.
Kamala's plagiarizing herself and Trump. I thought fight was his line.
Oh my gosh. Vice President Kamala Harris, stolen Democrat nominee Kamala Harris. What accent will she have next? But I will tell you, wherever she goes, she will read the exact same speech. Can't go off teleprompter, can't take questions from the press, can't do an interview. She's running against the economy that she destroyed. We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, some breaking news here, and hopefully it's nothing to panic about, but certainly there's cause for concern. Trump's plane had to make an emergency landing in Billings. It was scheduled to land in Bozeman. They had a mechanical issue. It's being reported it was some sort of a hydraulic fluid leak. But they made a safe landing, and they're switching planes. They're doing a sweep of the new private plane that's going to take him to Bozeman, where the rally will be taking place later tonight. So, plane malfunctions happen, but I think we could all have a proper cause for concern here. So let's just pray for Trump's safety, and let's just pray for everyone's safety, really, on this campaign trail, and that he's able to make a successful takeoff and landing in the next leg now of this trip. Now, you know what? Let me kind of use this to segue into the next issue. Let me just read this from Scott Presler and get into some other things here.
My organization, Early Vote Action, has 13 hired staff on the ground in Pennsylvania. We're doing everything we can to win Pennsylvania for Trump. While I support the new RNC, I want to be clear that we aren't receiving funding from them. There's more work to be done. Now, I don't get it. At this point now, the RNC has gone back to defunct status. And I don't know why they wouldn't be willing to work with Scott Presler or fund Scott Presler's efforts. I do not know. Makes no sense to me. Now, funny enough, to me there seems to be some weird, and look, Scott is such a class act that he's never going to say anything negative. And I'm not going to leap to any conclusions, but the appearance, from what I can see, is that the GOP, for whatever reason, doesn't want anything to do with Scott Presler. I don't know. I don't get it. But that seems to be the case. Well, funny enough, earlier today on SiriusXM Radio, Michael Whatley gets interviewed by Andrew Wilkow. And then in the next block, the very next segment, Scott Presler gets interviewed. And it was ironic because it's the guy who's probably doing more to register votes in swing states, Presler, who then is getting ignored by the RNC chair, who needs to be funding his efforts. 13 hired staff? 13 hired staff with what Presler is doing. You're telling me the RNC couldn't kick Presler $100,000 and he could hire just maybe three more people, four more people? Maybe more in just the next 90 days? That's a joke. And I wonder if Whatley even knew he was going to be back-to-back blocks with Presler. But again, Presler had nothing but positive things to say about the GOP, even though he's virtually out there on his own. But here's what I think is going on. I feel like the new RNC leadership is in a honeymoon stage post-convention. They had such a successful convention, and now they're all patting themselves on the back, and they're in this honeymoon phase. And then there's this other thing, because I've noticed this from Whatley and Laura, but Laura's been doing this for a while, and she's the co-chair, and so it's kind of been her job to be the face, and then Whatley is supposed to be the mechanics. Well, now Whatley is just on the tour. Now Whatley is touring with the Beatles. So Whatley is traveling with Trump. Whatley is doing interviews all day long. See, that's a problem. Hey, I get it. You had a successful convention and you're riding around with a rock star Trump and everybody wants a piece of you and to interview you. You got 88 days till the election. And I got Scott Presler on the ground with 13 people trying to register voters, and you're flying around and doing radio interviews. Do you really think that's a good expenditure of your time and your resources? Answer me this question. Why doesn't the Republican Party have voter registration booths outside of grocery stores in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Nevada at a minimum, if not maybe even throw in Michigan and Wisconsin? Why not? Why don't you have voter registration booths? You could hire a team, put them out there on weekends, put them out there for 5 hours, whatever. Whatever you got to do. Have a sign. Are you sick of paying more for groceries? Have a sign. Look at how much grocery prices have gone up. Engage in a conversation. Say, yeah, if you want cheaper groceries, vote Trump. Tell me why the Republicans haven't done that. I'll tell you why. Because Michael Whatley is flying around the country with Donald Trump. Because Michael Whatley is doing radio and TV interviews with every invite he gets. So, hey, I get it. I get it, man. You're riding around with the Beatles, and now people want a piece of you, and you're feeling it. The honeymoon series after the convention is over, and we have an election to win. So this is actually a major failure. And I'm sitting here, and the Olympics are about to end. And I'm sitting here, and the Harris campaign is running ads on the Olympics, attacking Donald Trump, lying about the economy, every commercial break. And there hasn't been one single Trump ad, not one, or not even an ad going up against the Harris ad saying, here's the truth about grocery prices, gas prices, energy prices. Not a single one. Not a single one. Now, I suppose this could be because I'm in Texas and they're not doing ad spending in Texas. Maybe that's true. If I'm looking for a potential, maybe I'm just not seeing it. But, well, let me tell you, in Texas, there ain't a single one. Now, I could open up the phone lines, but I know a lot of this audience is probably not watching the Olympics. And so that's fine. I don't blame you. I'm watching the Olympics because I'm on air every day, so I give you any updates that are important. And I'd say that's an important update. But I'm guessing they're not spending any money on ads on the Olympics. And you can sit here and say, well, people are boycotting, and it's, you know, what it conservatives don't watch the Olympics. So what? Millions of people do. Millions of voters do. Millions of undecided voters do. This isn't about trying to get the conservative vote. This is about trying to get anybody's vote that might not be voting for Trump. So they have no presence where they need to on television. They have no presence where they need to on the ground. And Michael Whatley is riding around in $5,000 suits, taking pictures with Trump, riding on Trump Force One, and doing radio interviews. What a letdown. What a letdown that ended up being. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised. But it's amazing. All the, I mean, think about how much opposition research should be going on right now into Waltz and Harris. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I'm sitting on some things I'm just deciding not to go with yet. Like, who covered up the Catholic priests molesting kids in San Francisco when she was the district attorney? I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's stuff sitting out there that they're just not even doing opposition research on. What about Tim Walz as a football coach? What about Tim Walz and his military career? Where is any opposition research from the Republican Party? If it wasn't for Trump himself and then all of Trump's supporters, there would be nothing. So now we're to the point where we've crossed the Rubicon. It's kind of like the same thing with Mike Johnson. Is Mike Johnson now worse than Kevin McCarthy? Probably. Is Mike Whatley now worse than Ronna Romney McDaniel? Yep, probably. So that's a damn shame, but we were always in it. We were always in it. We were always in the uphill battle without any help from any establishment ever anyway. So just the same game we've been playing for 8 years.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance 50-50 we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with Zinc and the Rose Hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time. A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tell you why I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. And this is a great way to support this show. This is a great way to support this crew. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'll tell you what, we're trying to zoom in here. I can just do this. I think I've got, yeah. Well, I had a canister down here. Looks like somebody stole it. It's fine. I don't blame them. It's like powder gold. But somebody stole my Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm not surprised. It's really good stuff. So let me tell you why. When I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion every day, I'm getting more than 100% my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, thiamine, riboflavin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin B12, biotin. Maybe that's why my beard is so thick with all that biotin. And so much more. I'm getting 1,000 milligrams of glycine. I'm getting 100 milligrams of L-arginine. Ah. Oh. And what do you know? And then one appears on my desk. Sometimes I've got to be a tyrant around here. 25 milligrams. CoQ10, 50 milligrams, NAC, 100 milligrams, L-glutamine. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All that in one scoop, ladies and gentlemen. All of that in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It also tastes great. I like to mix it with juice that enhances the flavor even more. But that's why I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. I suggest you do the same. You get a great product, and you support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. So let's look at some of these other odds and ends that we have here. I just want to try to pile drive through some of this stuff so I can get to the phone lines, but there's just so much stuff today. Let's just get some of this weirdness out of the way. Listen to MSNBC, or is it CNN? I don't know. Who knows? Actually, funny enough, CNN is airing an interview exposing Tim Walz's stolen valor. So this thing is not good for them. But listen to this. Why you should be glad that Kamala Harris is running for president, clip 4.
The significance of this man is that he is an older white man in a moment in which the far right is trying to convince white people that the future is treacherous for them, trying to convince men that the future is treacherous for them. And here is an older white man, a coach, a soldier, who is very hard to dismiss as some kind of effete coastal elite, who is telling older folks and white people, you do not need to be afraid of the future. There is joy in the future. There is joy in having your boss be a black woman. There is joy in what is coming. And I think he is going to teach lots of people, in addition to whatever role he plays in an election and in the White House, he's going to teach lots of people through his role in the culture that they're going to be okay and that there's joy on the far side of realizing a multiracial democracy in this country.
Your future boss is a black woman, so just enjoy it, Whitey. Interesting. Now, have you ever worked for a black woman? Anybody in the crew? You ever had a black woman as your boss? Ever happened? I did, actually. I worked for a black woman for about a year in talk radio. She had a talk show, and I worked for her. I was her producer. And you know what? I did actually enjoy it. She was a pleasure to be around. We were good friends. But you know the thing about that? She was a conservative. Yeah. She was a Christian conservative woman, and we shared the same politics. Isn't that funny? But see, what's the real messaging here is, we're going to railroad diversity hires down your throat. We're going to make sure there's not a white person in charge anywhere here, so just get used to it, Whitey. Hold on, guys. Was that the, are they already printing stories about the CNN hit piece? CNN fact checks Tim Walz's absolutely false claim he carried weapons in war. Wow. Well, that was actually the older video. That was the video that we played. Was that yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago? Folks, they did, Coates from CNN did an entire segment about it. That's how serious this is. So that's a new deal. Let's see here. How about Tim Walz? Let's talk about weird. Remember, it was Tim Walz that made sure language that would exclude pedophiles from any LGBTQ plus protection. Tim Walz made sure that that didn't make bills. This is what Representative Niska said in response to Tim Walz appearing to protect pedophiles in clip 5.
We heard no good reason, not to close the loophole to potentially open the door in some future case that someone could argue there's a protected class for those adults who are attracted to kids. No good reason. We did hear, and I will grant Representative Finke, we did hear good reason not to have it in the sexual orientation definition. I will grant that. I understand that argument. But we voted 126-0 to solve that problem in a different way. And there was no good reason given on this floor as to why we can't do that. What we heard, what we know, is that there are some, maybe in the administration, maybe in the other chamber, who have put ideological blinders on and are convinced or refuse to acknowledge the possibility that they're creating a problem with this bill without that protective language in the bill.
Maybe they just want to protect
pedophiles. But we've tried to work on maybe another solution. And again, That is, whether it's resistance in the administration or in the other body, that's something that this ruling Democrat trifecta refuses to do. It's irresponsible. It's reckless. It's dangerous for the future of Minnesota.
Yeah, why are they trying to protect pedophiles? Tim Walz signed legislation redefining the term sexual orientation to include pedophiles. He was all over it, too. You know, Coach Tim. Coach Tim in the locker room. Was in the military until he was going to get deployed to a combat zone. So, guys, is it video of, because I know I sent the tweet with an image. Maybe they found the video where, oh my gosh. It's him putting the kids at the gay pride parade. This one is tough because it's so despicable. And, but it's Tim Walz putting children at the front of the gay pride parade where men and men were walking around naked and engaging in sexual kink acts. And he had the children in the front of it that don't know what's going on. I mean, some of these kids are toddlers. These kids don't know what's going on. I mean, this should be completely disqualifying. You want to talk about weird? This is beyond weird. You're an absolute freak. You're an absolute deviant for this. To get children involved in your sexual deviancy in politics? You are a sick freak. That should disqualify you, but not if you're a liberal Democrat. How about this one? Listen to what Tim Walz says here in clip 27.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
There's no guarantee of free speech. Disqualified. Oh, and see, and this is what's going on in Europe now. They get to choose what is hate speech and what is not, and they just say, if you tweet out something or repost something negative, we're arresting you. That's going on in the UK now. Tim Walz will bring it to America. Again, this guy marches children at sex events, and this guy says you're not guaranteed free speech. Disqualified. He can't be anywhere near the White House.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. @RealAlexJones on X.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.